واقم الصراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. We greet our honorable radio audience today with the greetings of all the prophets from Abraham to Muhammad, the greetings of peace, and the Quran in Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum.
Allah Most High says in Quran, through the heart of the Prophet and the believers, the true believers, in a prayer, in a form of a prayer, Rabbana innaka jami'un nas liyawmin la rayba fi. Our Lord, surely you are marshaling, gathering the people, all of them, for a day in which there will be no doubt. Qala ta'ala, Allah Most High says, Allahu alladhi anzala al-kitaba bil-haq wal-mizan. Allahu alladhi anzala al-kitaba bil-haq wal-mizan. Allah is the one who has revealed the scripture, the book, the holy book, with justice, in justice and truth, and has also established or revealed the balance, the mizan, the scales of justice. وما يريك لعل ساعة قريب. And what will make you know that the hour is near? And what will make you know that the hour is near? This day, the blessed day, the Eid, the celebration of the sacrifice of Prophet Ibrahim, is a day of great rejoicing for all the Muslims, a day of victory, because we know every Eid highlights the victory for the true believers. This Eid highlights the victory for the believers that bring the good urges of the human being to express themselves in the society, in the general society. And we thank Allah, we glorify Him, we praise Him on the blessing of Quran and on the blessing of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because it is that blessing that brings us together. Wherever we are, whatever our nationality may be, whatever our race may be, our color may be, it is that blessing that brings us together. We are not coming together because of anything other than the blessing of Quran and the blessing of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Most High has blessed the Muslims to be incorporated into a community, one community. Allah says, this, your community is one community, ummatan wahida. And He says, and I am your Lord, so worship me. And I am your Lord, so worship me. Wa ana rabbukum fa'abudun. And I am your Lord, so worship me. It is faith in Allah, His worship, that brings us together. It is the obedience to Allah's commandments, obedience to the Quran, that brings us together. However, this great gathering now that Muslims are celebrating in all over the world, it highlights great achievement for us, and also by reference or by interpretation is also a great blessing to the world, because we know Allah has said of Prophet Muhammad that he is a mercy to all the worlds. He's our prophet, our leader, our guide. He's our example, and he's a mercy to all the worlds. Dear beloved Muslims, we pray that Allah bless us in this Eid, to enjoy it, to celebrate it in the right spirit, and to see the great sign in this celebration. Muslims, as Maulana Maududi, the late Maulana scholar, the great scholar Maulana Maududi said, Muslims are people with a world mission. And we shouldn't think of ourselves as just having private concerns. Muslims have private concerns, no doubt. We, the blacks as we are called by others, and Bilalians as we choose to call ourselves, we, the Bilalians, are African Americans here in this country. We have private concerns. We have problems that are not necessarily your problems, that I'm speaking to those who are not Bilalians, that are not necessarily your problems, not directly, but indirectly. And thus many of our problems can best be taken care of, or can best be addressed when we are to ourselves in privacy, because many of our problems are embarrassing when we are discussing them before people who are not a part of our immediate circumstances or situation. And likewise, I'm sure that you Muslims who come from the different nationalities, the immigrants, and those who are here, and the permanent residents here, the national people here, nationalized citizens here, I'm sure that you have your private concerns, and I'm sure that you can do a better job of progressing toward solution in regards to those concerns than we can. But we have a common area of concerns that we can share. And this Eid, more than anything, it focuses upon the common area of concerns. In fact, it's the concern of humanity at large, that people identify in a community and identify as a community and look over the divisions of race, the divisions of nationality. As we know, in the Hajj is a great symbol of the unity of humanity, the oneness of humanity. People come together in that place. People come together in the holy precincts, performing the rituals of the Hajj, dressed in the simple dress, looking all alike as for their dress, and going through the same disciplines and respecting each other as brothers and sisters in humanity. So our religion is the best religion. And we, as Allah has said, we are the best community, raised up for humanity, raised up for humanity at large. And here again is a reference to this great mission that we have as Muslims, a mission to not just limit our effort to private needs and private concerns, but a mission to carry that effort in the world so that the whole world benefit from it and know that Allah has completed his favor on humanity, and that Allah has revealed the book in completion, and that Allah has corrected what was wrong in the past, and that Allah has given us the idea of one God without any pollution, without any corruption of that concept, and that Allah has given us the greatest symbol of the oneness of humanity in our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear beloved Muslims, Allah says you are the best community raised up or brought out for humanity. And Maulana Maududi, he says, may Allah grant him the paradise. Maulana Maududi says that the Muslims have an ideology for world reform. If we have an ideology for world reform, then we should understand that we are in the competition with those who are seeking world reform, with those who are seeking world changes, those who are seeking to set the pattern for the world. We are in competition with them. We have to appreciate our religion appreciate its superior strength and its superior logic, and be strong enough and courageous enough to go forward with our religion. And more important than anything else, it requires us to be involved in advancing education. Education for the benefit of the common person. Because we know in our religion, there's not only Salat, but there's also Ta'aleem. There's not only Dhikr, there's also Ta'aleem. And Allah has said through His Prophet, inspired by Allah, that the higher education is the lost possession of the believer. Didn't say which believer. It didn't say higher education is the lost possession of a class among the believers. But the higher education is the lost property of the believers, period. Therefore, Allah has respected the common man's intellect more than any Marx, Karl Marx, more than any capitalist philosopher, or capitalist advancer of ideas. Allah and His Prophet has shown us the real respect that we should have for the intellect of the common person in making education, long before this society made education a public obligation. Allah, through His Prophet, made education obligatory on every male and female child born. And Allah has told us through His Prophet that education, a higher education, is the personal property of the believer. So this is respect that we need. We need to be told that our brains are not inherently different from the brains of the intellectuals or from the brains of the elects. We need to be told that we have the same brain and we have the same intellectual possibilities or the same intellectual capacity that anybody else has. And Allah through His Prophet, Allah with His Quran, Allah through His Prophet has given us that dignity, has given the common man that dignity. And better than that, we have an example in Prophet Muhammad himself, who was not a student of the scholars, who was not educated, who was not literate. But Allah raised him to the highest peak in all sense of human possibility or human capacity. Allah raised him to the peak of excellence, to the highest peak of excellence. And Allah made him the leader, the example, the messenger to all the people. And he was an illiterate, and he was not the son of a scholar, and he was not raised up in the schools of the rabbis, but he was just an ordinary person, an ordinary man. And look how Allah tells us in the Quran that the disbelievers, those who reject him out of jealousy, they say, how come this revelation didn't come to one of the important people of the two towns? That tells us that they regarded the Prophet, peace and blessings be on him, as being unimportant. They didn't regard him as being a man of great stature, especially when it comes to the intellect. They didn't regard him as being of great stature. They realized that he was honest, he was trustworthy. They called him El Amin. They knew his moral uprightness. They knew his moral soundness. They knew he was trustworthy. But they didn't think he was intellectual, and since he was not an intellectual, he had no right to be talking to them. But Allah made the one who was not schooled and the one who was not educated, He made him the example for all the intellectuals and brought the intellectuals under His rule. Praise be to Allah. And we know this movement of knowledge is what sparked the dead mind of the Western world and brought about the renaissance of the sciences. Praise be to Allah. This is a message for the common man. This is a message for the common man and woman. This is the shot in the arm that you need. You need to be told that your intellect is not at the mercy of academia. That your intellect can be revived by Allah. And all you need to do is get the Quran and you won't be stupid anymore. This is the message we need. This is the message for the common man. And this is the Eid. Allahu Akbar. But it's not enough to let that stop just at that point of intellectual enlightenment. We are people who believe in struggle. And the Muslim is to advance the good life by getting out here, meeting the challenges in society. The Muslim is to see his life in one whole. The Muslim is to see his life not just on individual basis, but on community basis. And he's to come into the bigger dimension of human concern, which is the community concern. And when we take up that in the spirit of jihad, knowing that the greatest jihad is not to get out here and cross iron swords, but to get out here and struggle with the best that we have. And what does Allah say? Allah say to us, the ink through his prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the ink of the scholar is more precious than the blood of the martyr, which tells us that the best jihad is certainly the willingness to sacrifice your life. And we have that highlighted in the Eid, the willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice, as Prophet Ibrahim did, peace be on him. The willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice. In fact, the story of Ibrahim is more touching to me than the story of Christ giving his personal life. Because, look, I can give my personal life much quicker than I can give the life of my small son, Sadi. But Abraham didn't only give his life. He was willing to give his life, but he was also able to give his new life. His new life, his new future, his young life, his son. To me, that has more meaning than a man, a martyr, a saint, a Christ, giving his personal life. Now, we know we differ with that. It is straight for us in the Quran. We don't believe he was crucified. We don't believe he was killed. We know that. All of that's established. You know, I'm speaking to Muslims, and I know among you are many who are very learned, perhaps more learned than I am. So I'm addressing you, and I'm not disrespecting your intelligence. But I'm merely trying to show you and show our, mainly our people here, the Bilalian people, that we have no need to feel that we have an inferior religion, or we have an inferior or second-class idea. Ours is the best. Ours is the best. And whatever they have of sentimental beauty, whatever they have of intellectual beauty, we have better. They say Jesus Christ died to save mankind from the sins. And they went from Abraham to Jesus Christ. They didn't have to do that. We go back to Abraham. We go back to Abraham because his demonstration of sacrifice is better than what they fabricate. Praise be to Allah. Dear beloved Muslims, the best way to aid democracy, and I'm sure that Muslims understand that we too believe in democracy. The Muslims do not believe in a dictatorship. The Muslims cannot be communists. The Muslims do not believe in dictatorships. We believe in Islamic democracy. And the best way to aid the progress of democracy is to promote education for the individual with the object of having a fully enlightened society. Now, we know this is the aspiration of more people than just the Muslims. There are other people that's been struggling for this down through the ages. But we must not forget that this is our struggle, that this is our struggle. And that is an excellent jihad. Dear beloved Muslims, Eid al-Adha does not only celebrate the Muslim world's support for the concerns, for that concern that I just expressed, but the Eid is to remind us, it is to refresh the spirit of struggle and sacrifice so that the joint effort of Muslims be more powerful, be more effective. Dear beloved Muslims, we are obligated to advance the cause of justice in our personal life, in our personal, in our immediate society, and also for the world. Because Allah has raised us up as an example for all humanity. Justice, dear people, justice is a community concern. Justice is not one person's concern. If justice was one person's concern, then we would have justice. Justice is a community concern. In fact, no one experienced the denial of justice except in a community context or in a community situation. That's where we experience injustice. We Americans here, American Muslims, we are in the context of the American society We are in the context of the American civilization, the nation we call America. In that context, we suffer benefits and we suffer also the denial of justice. And we are not alone. There are Christians who also, they have benefits and they also have oppressive forces working against them to deny them justice. So don't think that we are alone. We have to find the common grounds to fight upon, as well as the private grounds for the battle. We are to engage in struggle in our separate quarters with our private concerns, with our Muslim concerns, but let us not forget that we should be a part of the human struggle in America or wherever we live, whether it's predominantly Islam or not. We are to be part of the human struggle, because Allah has not made us a cult, has not made us a narrow-minded, spiritualized religious order. He has made us an example for the whole humanity. Dear beloved Muslims, as I continue, I want to now say that extending aid and community services is better effort in the cause of justice than is court proceedings or just demonstrating, just making a noise, agitating, making a whole lot of hoopla. The best struggle for advancing the cause of justice is to extend the good tools, share those good tools, extend the aid that has been extended to us, the aid of the sciences. Many of our Muslims, they're advanced in the sciences. They're highly advanced in the sciences. As scientists, you have to get in the struggle to aid the process of justice, to further that process of justice, to extend those services, to extend that aid so that the common man can benefit more in his personal life. Dear beloved people, that goes for all of us, who it is the one who just have a small grasp of his religion, because we know it is the tradition of the Holy Prophet that the man, whether he's a scholar or whether he's just learning, that he is encouraged to carry the knowledge and impart that knowledge, no matter how small it may be, that once he get it, share it with somebody else who doesn't have it. So we have a mission. This is a great struggle. The struggle to advance justice by giving people the tools that Allah has created for them. The world deprives us of these tools. The world avert our efforts. The world blind us to our own human individual possibility. But Allah has given us the light. Allah has enlightened us. Not just the intellectuals, but he has given the light for all the people, the common people. So we have to get in this struggle. Dear beloved Muslims, Allah obligates us. Our religion obligates us. The effort to improve the learning process and to raise the functional level or the functional efficiency in the individual is not just America's obligation, that's a Muslim's obligation. America now is calling for what? The improvement in the individual life, intellectual improvement, the improvement of social sensitivities, and they're concentrating right now on the social sensitivities. They are working on improving the social sensitivities, and they have underground movements doing this. And they have instructional TV doing this. They have many efforts working on this to raise the functional level of the individual in regards to the demand that environment put on him, the demand that family life places on him, the demand that government places on him, the demand that productivity, economic material productivity places on him. We see this movement. It's moving now. It's coming back. And they're moving it. They're pressing forward. They're advancing it. The movement to raise the level of productivity for the individual. That he himself will be responsible for that productivity. That he himself will be able to be productive without people holding his hand. Now, this is a Muslim's challenge. This is specifically a Muslim responsibility. So how come we are not involved? More of us should get involved. Dear Muslims, we have to get involved. This is our obligation, our religious obligation. The Muslim is required to acquire knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Peace and blessings be upon him. The Prophet has told us this. The Muslim is required to stay together, not to be divided, not to follow their private interests and divide their strength or dissipate their strength. Prophet Muhammad says the Muslim is as a fist. The hand, if you open the fingers and you look at the fingers separately, they don't have the collective strength of the fist. Prophet Muhammad told us that we are as a fist. Prophet Muhammad also told us that the Muslim is as the jism, the body of the insan, the man, the human being. That if one part of that body is affected, every part registers that problem. Now, we have to grow into that. This American environment blinds us to that kind of sentiment. The American rat race for superiority, for material superiority, for intellectual superiority. This is a rat race for superiority. Many of us come and we get in the rat race for superiority, and we forget that the Muslim is to be sensitive to the needs of his brothers and sisters. That when there's trouble in any Muslim, it should register on every Muslim. And I admit that my own community has to grow in this respect. And we are trying hard to grow in this respect. But you should not also overlook your own need to be sensitive to this and to grow in this respect. We have Muslims in this country who have many needs that we need to attend. If we follow the example of our religion, if we follow the teachings of the Quran, if we follow the example of Prophet Muhammad, then we will be sensitive to the needs of each other, regardless of our race, regardless of our nationality. Our sensitivities are human sensitivities. They are not nationalistic sensitivities as such. They are not racist sensitivities as such. And anyone among us with that kind of sensitivity is not really one of us. He's not a follower of Prophet Muhammad. He's not really a part of this ummah. So, dear beloved Muslims, this is what we must understand. We must understand our religion in its broad and pure concept. And then we should live it. We should live it and realize that Allah has given us excellence. Allah has given us the best statue in the world. Allah has given us the best dignity. Allah has given us the best opportunity. Allah has given us the best ideology for world reformation. How beautiful it is that our religion has placed responsibility on the community and has also placed responsibility on the individual, and demonstrates it through the Prophet, peace and blessings be on him, the Prophet who led us in prayer and also stood with us. Didn't he stand with the Muslims? He stood with the Muslims and they prayed individually. And we follow his sunnah. This is his sunnah, praying individually. What does that demonstrate? What does it demonstrate? If I am to pray my sunnah prayers, I can't...
This show has been sponsored by the American Muslim Mission of the Northern New Jersey area. For information, or if you would like to make a donation to keep this program on the air, please call 623-3500 or mail donations to Muhammad Mosque of Newark, P.O. Box 1869, Newark, New Jersey, 07103. Donations to Muhammad Mosque of Newark, P.O. Box 1869, Newark, New Jersey, 07101. Once again, you've been listening to the American Muslim Mission of the Northern New Jersey area. And now we give the inspirational services of the New Hope Baptist Church at 106. 106-